B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Al, you know what I was just thinking about?
Yes, sir.
Antonio Brown's watching this.
Yes, he is.
And he's thinking, you know what? They really don't have to have me. Right? I mean, you're watching this. You go, this team's the world champs, and they're 20-0 lead on the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of the really tough teams in the division. And you wonder mentally now if that makes him want to just fit in to the Belichick system a little bit more or not.
That point.
Yeah.
Last night proves you don't even need the guy. Isn't that sad? You don't even need him. You don't need him. 33-3. Over what is going to be one of the other best teams in the conference.
I think there's attrition. Things happen. Guys go down. I mean, do 100% trust Josh Gordon for 16 games? Edelman's hand, you know, he's 33. N'Keal Harry's on injured reserve. I think you do need him. I just think last night was a product of you are so much more advanced from the coaching point.
You might need more than what you have. I'm not saying you didn't need more than what you have.
Oh, he's a luxury, no doubt about it.
Hold on, don't misconstrue the point.
Okay.
You may have needed help. You don't need him. You don't need all-world best guy in the game type of talent.
Isn't that...
Don't tell me that you didn't... You needed to go out and get that to be, you know, good enough to win games.
Well, hey, say you stalled on offense last night, and you're only able to put up, 13 points. Pittsburgh comes in here, and 27-13, they beat you. You know what AB's doing watching that game? You need me, Mr. Big Chest. I'm the player you need. I'm going to go in that locker room. I'm going to take it over. I'm going to take over this team. Now, kind of, I don't want to say it puts him in check a little, but it forces him to blend. Figure out what his role is going to be, and then let's see if he accepts it, embraces it, and tries to explode off it. And if that happens, yeah, sky's the limit for this team.
You know, we've got so few teams that we really buy in the AFC to begin with. Steelers were one of them. Not sure how much I buy in on them. The Chiefs are obviously still one of them and will probably remain so. And we'll see what Houston is tonight.
Tyreek Hill's out for weeks now. So we'll see how that affects the Chiefs.
Yeah, but I think they'll be there at the end.
Yeah.
Don't you? You don't think they'll be there at the end?
Chargers look pretty good. We'll see what Denver does. Yeah, it's not the Raiders in the West, I know that. But yeah, they should be there. I got them as a playoff team. I got Chargers winning that division.
And as he watches that, as Chris Collinsworth said, you think he looked at that and said, how am I going to get my touches? Who's this Philip Dorsett guy? What's wrong with Philip Dorsett? Yeah. Oh, then you throw to me next week. I can't throw to this guy anymore. Put him on the bench.
And we thought Ocho Cinco was going to do that too. And he gets there like it's like watching a damn video game. Like I'm in awe of it. Who knows?
Let's grab a call here. Mike is in Weymouth. Mike.
Mikey.
Hi, it's Mike.
Hey, it's Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey.
I was at the game last night, and we filed in just about when TV's coming on. And we were up in across from the press boxes, and there was no audio on that entire side of the field.
Yeah.
And the show's going on. We couldn't hear the music. We couldn't hear anything. And that continued.
Right.
To the second half started.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't aware of it, but yeah, we ended up hearing about it, and they obviously had an issue last night. I'm sure that place gets it fixed, like, in a day.
Even when we were filing out at 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, it would have been nice if after they shut the TV up, they apologized to the fans and thousands of people, and there had to be 30,000 people there, couldn't hear a word of the game, no refs, no music, no pregame, no postgame, no nothing. It was, you know.
It ain't no music. I mean, I saw the cheerleaders do routines and stuff during timeouts. We heard the music loud and clear. Music was played, jump around, everything, the pregame. I mean, other than the band and some other stuff in portions of the stadium, I understand some stuff was down.
Oh, there were some issues.
They'll fix it.
Audio issues there last night.
Yeah.
Did anybody hear the pregame music, live entertainment on field?
Well, I don't know. We Bob and I were filling up until they went with John Rook for the pregame, the pre-banner drop ceremony. So the people who watched on TV,
I guess, could hear it. They had a feed of it, no problem. The people in the stadium couldn't hear it.
I guess it was on a stream, too.
I was on the field. I couldn't hear maybe it. I don't hear anything.
Maybe you get too many things on it.
I could hear the guy playing the drums, banging on the drums from the sideline. I'm like, you hearing anything? I'm not hearing anything.
Like, my sister was in Chicago.
Nobody could hear them playing.
You could see the pregame, all the festivities. They broadcast it on the stream.
Oh, okay.
I think on .com stream.
Patriots.com.
And maybe with having that many hands in it, maybe something happened. I don't know. But knowing them, they'll get it fixed quickly.
Great. But yeah. I think there was a glitch there last night.
A lot of stuff going on there yesterday.
A glitch. Someone in stadium was saying there may have been like a power issue at some point.
Could have been.
There was some sort of power outage that then when they got power back up, it may have impacted it.
Yeah. So,
who knows? I don't know. Glitches. Whatever. Who cares? What are we worried about that for?
Oh, he wanted to jam out. Mike.
I'm worried about the game. I mean, won the game 33-3.
Yeah.
The banner drop was great. Gronk spiked the football.
We were
spike banner drop football game. That's what we're there for.
Tell you what, they added a couple new things.
You want an apology for not being able to hear Godsmack?
The video presentation on the field was awesome.
That was cool.
It was great.
I think they've
fireworks were great.
They've tried to add.
Those fireworks were badass.
That's Atlas Fireworks.
That's the best fireworks they've ever done there.
That's the fireworks I go with for my my fire show.
Shameless. Yeah. Shameless.
Atlas Pyrovision. Light up the night.
No, their fireworks. The fireworks displays that were built into the pregame were awesome.
AtlasPyro.com.
Jesus.
Fall out of your chair again.
So I got to turn this down.
617-779-0985. Let's do your calls the rest of the way.
You know what?
What?
Real quick, they added a couple cool sections to the stadium. Bob and I went up to eat, and they had this grab and go. It was like, you know, where you airport, where you go.
That's like
grab
a convenience store.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I walked in, we're happy as hell. They wanted to send stuff over. I said, we already ate. I said, Jets game. So they're going to send us some stuff over in the Jets game. Nice little spread.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
We'll talk more Patriots with you, Antonio Brown, in last night's game.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Situations. Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bill, your offense was obviously very productive tonight, but Antonio Brown already put out on social media that he's joining your team. What might he add? Can you tell us anything about that decision?
Yeah, no. I'll talk about the game. Players that are on our team, I thought they did a great job tonight offensively. We had some balance and made some big plays, had a couple big throws down the field for touchdowns and big gains. So, you know, anytime you can get those explosive plays, that helps open things up.
Bill, just wanted to see, do you have any comment on the reports and
no.
of Antonio Brown? Bill, just wanted to see, do you have any comment on the reports and
no.
of Antonio Brown?
Couldn't even finish his question, Tommy Curran, to Bill Belichick last night. 617-779-0985.
Okay, to be fair to Curran here, I think the question was asked prior to it.
It was.
Yeah, and Curran got there late and not knowing whether or not it's asked, and sometimes you double Bill
on the first, there was the same answer twice.
Yeah.
It was just funnier when it was asked the second time because he couldn't even get the Antonio Brown part out.
Yeah.
Bill, just wanted to see, do you have any comment on the reports and...
No.
No. Of Antonio Brown.
Thanks.
No. No. When it was first asked, someone said, Antonio Brown has put on his social media that he's joining your team. You know, do you have any comment on? No. It's the same answer twice.
Can we replay the Kansas City Chiefs medical guy that went to the podium and gave you all the detailed information regarding Tyreek Hill? Because, I mean, it's unbelievable. Somebody will go down. We won't know what Marcus Cannon's injury is until 4 weeks from now.
Ian Rappaport has more details on the Antonio Brown contract. It is a one-year contract with Antonio Brown that includes a $1 million base salary, as we expected it would, a $9 million signing bonus with $5 million now, $4 million later. So it's 5 and 4. $500,000 in 46-man roster bonuses. Those are game day roster bonuses. And not likely to be earned incentives of $1.5 million for each of the following. 105 catches.
Oh.
1,298 yards.
Oh.
16 touchdowns.
Oh. These are like Brady tiered extensions. Not extensions, but incentives that Brady agreed to a year ago. Remember? We're like, wow, those are like really high, but yeah, he can hit them if he plays at an MVP level. But Brady didn't. I tell you what, if he hits them, I'd gladly pay those, right?
So there's an extra $6 million. Wait, how many does he have there? Extra $4.5 million he could earn. Yeah, there's three of them there.
Three for 1.5 each. Yep.
Yeah. 500,000. So $500,000 in the game day roster bonuses. $4.5 million in $4.5 million in incentives based on performance.
Last year?
Yeah.
He had one less in each category.
One less touchdown. 104. He had 15. Yep. He had 104 catches and he had how many yards?
1,297.
So they up it by one to get them to be not likely to be earned, to get them to not count on the cap, but count on next year's cap if he hits them, right? That's how that works.
Yeah, but here's my question. Are these out of reach enough for him not to be bitching the last couple weeks of the season? Does he get close enough where it's going to be an issue at the end of the season? I guess is my question.
These could absolutely be in play and have him bitching about them. No, you're absolutely right.
No, I think they might be too high with this team. Those might be too high numbers.
When he gets to 13 touchdowns and there's 2 weeks to go.
And that means he's got 13 touchdowns in 13 games.
Could he average a touchdown a game here?
With this team?
Oh, I could see multiple touchdown games. Like I could see him catching two,
Jim,
not scoring.
What did we say about yesterday's game?
Catching three.
They scored 7 times yesterday.
And they had some red zone issues.
They didn't score from the red zone.
Yeah, but they couldn't run the ball, so they took half of their offense away.
Okay, but they scored 7 times.
Hey, if you think Philip Dorsett's going to run through coverage, what do you think this guy's going to do?
They scored 7 times. They're not going to have a problem.
No.
With
it's not like this dude's going to be a dog or not be in shape. Like, even watch some of the Raiders stuff and him working out the quick feet, the feet drills, the precise route stick.
I'm not worried about
it's going to be there.
Workout abilities or if he shows up and practices.
He's a nut.
I'm worried about him hitting the books, knowing the offense, staying on the same page with Brady and committing to doing what the team needs him and wants him to do.
Yeah, I mean.
And playing smart and not complaining when he doesn't get the ball thrown his way and still playing hard even when the ball is not coming to him. Those are the things I want to see.
Looks like they sort of resolved that 84 issue, right? That he settled that money Ben Watson.
How do we know that?
Posting stuff with him wearing an 84 in a Patriots uniform.
Would you put it past a me guy to just declare that he's wearing 84?
No, I think that's been resolved.
I hope so.
Hey, he's got 7 kids, man. That's kids got to eat.
Giardi just tweeted that he showed up at Gillette at 6:58 this morning.
He's sitting in the bushes.
Is Giardi waiting in his car?
Is this his new toy?
Maybe he was still there from postgame. We were late.
Giardi just waited out?
Yeah. Hey, since the Italian Osweiler's gone, is this his new toy now?
Sleep in the parking lot last night? Giardi. Maybe we should have stayed there and waited for that.
I walked out around 2:30.
Oh, man. Sevy's in Ipswich on Antonio Brown. Sevy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So I've been a fan of the Pats since the early 70s. I used to hang out on the field, snuck on when Ron Arrow was coaching, threw footballs with Grogan. And I did something really crazy the other day when they signed AB. Without telling my wife, I booked flights to Miami, and I don't have the money to do this, and hotel rooms because they're going to the Super Bowl, and this is going to be the one time I get to go down there. I'll get a ticket later on when I'm down there. I'll figure that out when I'm down there. Yeah, but
you know what? Best thing is, if they don't go, you get to go to a week. You get to go down to Miami for a weekend, hang out. Man.
That's exactly what I thought.
It's not like it's Minnesota.
Exactly. And I watch every single game on Sundays. I mean, not just the Pats. I tell my wife, you know, it's only 22, 23 weeks a year that I'm going to sit myself in my chair and watch every game. So I'm real excited. I think this is a great move for them. They didn't need them, but it's just a security blanket that they're going to use. And I think they're going to go undefeated this year.
All right. Undefeated's a big number. That's just, man, the overreaction to one game or the underreaction to one game. I said, just be careful. I mean, they stay healthy. Like, look at the end of that game. When I talk about health. So Marcus Cannon goes down. Looks not good. He's probably going to be out a while. So they take Joe Tooney from left guard, swing him out, and put, wasn't Cunningham, was like the other guy.
Illuminor.
At left guard. Looks like guys are running free, and you were throwing it at the end of the game instead of running it. Your quarterback almost got his head taken off.
That was obnoxious.
And almost got his shoulder driven into the turf.
Like, I couldn't believe that.
Why are you trying to rub it in Pittsburgh's face there? 33-3. You got massive issues across the front. Guys juggling it. Karras snaps with a hang time of a Bailey punt, you know, to the quarterback. And you're still trying to chuck it all over the lot and get Brady killed. You know, I know you play till the end, but man, circle the wagons up front a little bit. Help those guys out. Handoff. It's one thing Pittsburgh didn't do, too. You know, Bob texted. He goes, now he's sitting back remembering this game and going through some of the plays and the play charts. Was Roethlisberger ever under center? Did they ever run play? Did they ever run play action? It's like they put him in the gun because they said maybe he can't move. So we're going to play shotgun with him because all the runs were toss out of shotgun.
Yeah.
It was weird what Pittsburgh did. No play action. They usually run that deep play action where he comes out, reverse pivots, and does like a 9-step drop and steps up and lets it go.
Somebody last night in the post game tried to give Pittsburgh a hard time, too, for running plays and trying things and the deep ball toward the end of the game. At that point for Pittsburgh, I don't begrudge them anything. And whether it's looking for Moncrief deep, just trying to connect on something.
Should have went earlier to them.
But just to give them some, I guess, sense of, okay, at least we did that.
Yeah.
You know? Do you begrudge a team like Pittsburgh playing until the end last night?
No.
Trying to take something away from this game other than you got your ass handed to you for nearly all of the 60 minutes.
Other than your coach coming to the podium saying, you know, they weren't ready for prime time. Well, whose responsibility and fault is that? And you say that, Hardy. Why do you play to the end? Go back to that, you know, documentary after they won in 14 and they beat Seattle in the Super Bowl when we got our ass kicked out in Kansas City on that Monday night. And you thought it's the beginning of the end. And when you think about making a quarterback switch, you play to the end. You know, Jimmy gets in there, rallies him a little bit. But more than that, Bill said, I found out a lot about my team in the second half of that game. Not only Jimmy, but talking about everybody else. Amendola, the defense. He said, we didn't just lay down and die.
I know.
There were times in that game last night, in the fourth quarter, just felt like Pittsburgh died. You're on a one-yard line, you clown head coach, and you kicked a freaking field goal down by more than 20 in the last quarter. Like, what are you doing? What message is that? And then you expect them to go out there and still play hard? And on third down, you try to do a misdirect fade throw to the back pylon? Not a high percentage throw by any means. It's kind of a, you know, grab it, throw it up, see if we go get it. You didn't even look at it. Just one step, chuck it and duck it. It's, wow. You get your ass out, coach, last night. So they busted it, we take it, we eat it. What do you say? We won't eat it, digest it.
Not ready for prime time.
Reevaluate our prerogatives. And suit up again next week.
We did not have a good above the neck game tonight. Hardy has headlines. 617-779-0985. Get back to your calls on the Patriots and the Steelers last night. You and I disagree on one thing the Steelers did do.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it. You thought they were stupid for doing something. I did not think they were stupid. I thought you overreacted in the heat of the moment. Yeah, we'll get to it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Initially, it looks like he did not have it. It looks like they gave him a ball when they put the ball down. He's
still
short.
A couple of legs short. What will Mike Tomlin do here? Down 10-0.
You going to do it, Tomlin?
Oh. Putting unit. He's going to come off the sideline.
Ain't it come the win? You're on the road, opening night, banner night. You're down 10, fourth and inches with your big, heavy offensive line led by Pouncey, and you kick it? There's your first. Why the other team? Why the other team is stupid?
They are line. They are backed up inside the 31-yard line, but.
You were reaching there.
A little bit.
You're reaching.
I'll give you that, a little bit. But I'm also going, I know you're factoring, it's only 10. Yeah, you're backed up. But, like, New England came out and started that game sputtering. They were starting to get in their groove at
that
point.
Okay, but it was 10-0, and if they turned it over, they were going to be on their own 30.
30-yard line.
I'm watching the sideline. I'm watching the flow of the game. It's just the vibe. Just the flow, the feel of the game.
10 minutes and 40 seconds on the clock.
That team had dead ass to start. They did.
10:40 to go.
They were lucky to only be down 10.
10:40. There's nearly 11 minutes to go in the half. It's only a 2-score game. It's 10-0 at that point. And they're at their own 30. And I know that it was third and very short. Inches.
Well, fourth and inches, yeah.
Fourth and inches.
I mean, you're coming in.
Shotgun toss.
Yeah, shotgun toss. I'm going to put your quarterback under center and hand it to John Connor over Villanueva, who's 6'8", 340 pounds. How about that once?
But they got stuffed on third and one.
Blown
they got
up stopped. By Dante Hightower last night.
They got stopped on third.
Quarterback, just sneak it.
It was third and one, and they got stopped. No gain.
Yeah.
And they weren't going to do it again. They weren't going to risk running it again. Right. And knowing the way they just run the same plays every damn down, they weren't going to do that again and get stopped at their own 30. And at that point, they thought they were still in the game.
Well, and here's the problem.
And so,
at that point in the game, it was also after 9 o'clock. You're full in prime time, and Tomlin said they were not ready for prime time last night.
That's
so,
another
like,
good point.
If we weren't ready at 8:30, we're really not ready after 9 o'clock. We can't do this.
It didn't feel right. Didn't feel right. Like, if I was a Steelers fan, I would have wanted them to go there.
And not only that, your defense
I know, I'm reaching. I know.
Your defense had just gotten a stop in the red zone. Yeah. Like, your defense had just stopped the Patriots offense from scoring.
Did they? Or held did them New England
to, held, held them to a field goal. I'm just, from their perspective, you just stopped them. You held them to three. It's 10-0, and there's almost 11 minutes to go in the half, and it's 10-0. You're not giving the Patriots the ball at your own 30 if you don't get it there. You have to punt it away there. I wouldn't call them stupid for punting it away there. You still got to play the
strong.
Game.
A little strong.
The red zone offense for the Patriots last night didn't get a chance to see it as much because of a couple of long touchdowns, but also probably fell a little bit short of some of the other offensive output from the team. But having said all that, would you have any indication if you're Mike Tomlin or the Steelers that if you turn the ball over on your 30 that you're going to stop them from scoring again? They were going to score again. Whether it was a touchdown or a field goal remained to be seen.
What if it was 14-0?
At that point, Gostkowski was, you know, one
still,
for one.
Still two-score game. I don't think it would have changed.
He was
still two-score game.
Gostkowski had already made an extra point and a field goal en route to his perfect night. So, you know, they had it working. You don't automatically, you're going to give up points if you turn the ball over on fourth down there. You are going to surrender points.
Yeah.
So you don't do it. Not at that point in the game.
It's your third drive of the night. Yeah. And there's a lot of time left in that football game.
I don't know. I just think
you're not sacrificing points.
You pick that up. You send the indication. You know, well, we came to play.
You want to talk about the one down on the other end when you settled for their only points of the night, the field goal.
That's a lobotomy right there.
That one you can't defend. I see no defense.
I understand. That's strong, but I just thought I would have sent the message.
We came to play. Flip the teams. Would the Patriots ever go for it in that situation?
Fourth and inches, maybe. Yeah. Because they've done it before.
Backed up on their own 30 with almost 11 minutes to go in the first half.
How about last night?
I don't recall ever seeing that.
How about last night, still at Gillette Stadium, and 10 minutes left to go in the second quarter. You're down 10-0 to the Steelers.
You get nothing going right now. Yeah, I mean, maybe put Burkhead in, so let's go. Run it off tackle.
I could see it.
That's just so Steeler-like, though. It's like
flashbacks
of Billy O'Brien.
I don't blame the Steelers or any other team for punting it away in that situation.
No, you punt there. That's the right call. Punt it away. You didn't get it on third down. Mm. Punt. Mm. And so Zoe was just so hyped up and ready to call them stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like he didn't have enough material last night to call them stupid.
I don't know. Bedard in postgame was on his side, though.
Yeah.
He agreed.
No, Jim Murray.
They walked around.
Jim Murray was at
it. I thought it was Bedard saying, they only had like a half a football to go.
They were a dead-ass team last night.
No, that's right. You got Bedard and Murray on your side.
Yeah, guys, turn
that's
around.
On your, that's who you got on your team.
What's that?
Bedard and Murray.
And those guys like bad football. Kidding.
That's who you have on your side in this.
It's good calling you guys last night. Yeah,
we did talk to Zoe post-game. Yeah. You did, Scott and Rentham did check in. Hope you enjoy that. Ryan's in Weymouth. I want to get to this call. He's
what's up, Ryan?
Hanging on. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, Beetle? Guys, hey, thanks for the call.
No problem.
Yeah,
thanks for answering.
Excellent, obviously. Excellent victory last night. The whole team, I mean, just they were ready to go. I wasn't sure if they were going to come out slow. Nope, they came out like gangbusters, and they even left points on the board a lot. So that's
great
to see. Two quick things. Hey, the secondary, of course, just I love the secondary. Jonathan Jones, man, he played very well. What a time that he got the extension. I'm glad he's going to be around. He is awesome in the slot and wherever they need him. And what about Gunner? He looked pretty comfortable, maybe possibly explosive as a punt returner. I'm just not sure if he's going to stick around now. Does Antonio Brown take his spot as the receiver?
That's a good question. It's a really good question.
Gunner's going to be here.
I don't know if Gunner's going to stay in one piece if he keeps returning kicks the way he does. I mean, he gets blown up, but the motor, he picks it, and he goes. There's no east-west with this kid. It's north-south, and I like that because he knows he needs to make plays. I thought he did a good job at the fair catch. I thought he was explosive in the return game. Now, here's your question. You know, he does play some special teams. So are you going to really cut Jacoby Myers or going to cut Gunnar Olszewski? If you cut one of those two, which guy's more likely to get picked up? I think it's Myers because he's stuck as a receiver on a Tom Brady offense. If you're Brady and you're in a huddle, who do you want out there with you? Myers or Olszewski? Yeah, you need a play. Which guy do you want? And based on Brady's reaction as to way routes were run.
It's Jacoby Myers.
It's Jacoby Myers.
You saw him have that 22-yard pickup last
sadly,
night.
If it's between those two, and it might not be, they might want to keep both those two, and it might be a DB that they cut or back. Who knows?
But right
or
now, D-lineman. You know what's more important right now?
Who's that?
Less about what you need in the huddle and maybe more about what you need in the punt return game.
Yeah. You do have Edelman and AB now. Two pretty good punt returners. Let me put them both back here. They'll probably kick out of bounds. Hey, what's we're going to do? We're going to do the double return. Antonio, you and Julian.
Every time.
Hey, get back. Okay.
Today's takeaways are coming up next, and we've got plenty of them.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaway is brought to you by Wake at 180 Weight Loss, with six locations, newest at Government Center, and the virtual program available worldwide. Losing weight has never been so convenient. Yeah, real quick here before we get to our takeaways.
Yeah, we got
to
thank our friends at DQ for lunch.
Ted from the Bellingham DQ.
He's the best,
good,
isn't
good
he?
Good stuff, yeah. So
always takes care of us. DQ in. Bringing in lunch today. Zoe loves Dairy Queen Mondays after a football game.
Hello, man.
As does Jim Louth. It was keeping him
after
going
the late
today.
Night games. After the
after
late night
these
games.
Late night games, that keeps him going. That gets him in here on a Monday.
Jim had red ass this morning until he had Dairy Queen.
And he's fixed like, that with some chicken fingers and some burgers and some blizzards.
How long have I been working here? Over 10 years, right? Have I ever had anything sent here by
that you ordered?
Ordered?
No.
Just had mail.
No, you only ship stuff through here, so you don't have to pay
for it. Right. I ship stuff through here, but I have it delivered to my house or I buy things. Mass. The guy's got another life, I'm telling you. So I don't know what kind of car he drives. I would hate to see his trunk or the amount of lockers that he has.
Whatever is in that box sounds like it's fragile.
Heavy. It sounds heavy. Stop shaking it.
It's probably another Garoppolo.
Who knows what it is? Stop shaking it.
I think a Garoppolo doll or something. We'll let Maz open it.
All right, let's get to the takeaways. To the takeaways we go. Where do you want to start? You want to start with Zoe in his chair today falling out of it?
Oh, sure.
Oh, please. Oh, my please.
God. Let's get to it. Pumpkin at Dunkin is back. Whoa. Fall is here. You know what it means. He fell right out of his chair onto the floor to celebrate fall.
I just fall down.
You fell.
I just realized that I fell when you said fall.
You fell so hard.
It hit my elbow. His elbow swollen
right to the floor.
Look like Marcus Cannon. He didn't get up for a bit.
He's flopping. My flip-flop.
This floor is hard in here, too. It's carpeted, but it's a hard floor.
All right, everybody quiet. We'll play it again.
All right. Pumpkin at Dunkin is back. Whoa. Fall is here. You know what it means.
Fall down.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's so hard. The whole chair just over.
It's a heavy chair.
I looked over the chairs on its side. He's on the ground. What happened?
My flip flop got caught, you know, like in the.
He tripped himself up in the chair.
And I was reaching
this. His flip flop got caught in the wheel.
It was weird. Like, okay. I got caught between the wheels and I sat on the edge of this and boom.
Some analogies from Zoe today, I believe.
You know what gives more credence to the fact that people think that this was the plan the whole time? How excited he was when you get cut. Most guys really aren't that excited when you get cut. You
know? He was way too excited.
It's like, it was a, I'm going to New England dance. I'm going to.
He thought God cut him.
God cut him. God cut him.
That sucker.
God's plan. And I said, this to me really felt like, okay, hey, Dan Roach, you're going to go cover the Houston game, but we're booking your flight late, so we want you to go to Detroit. Hang out there in the airport for a couple hours. Then we're going to put you on a plane to land. It's a nice airport, but you might have to get one at Monterey because it's really big, so plan accordingly. Then we'll eventually get you to Houston. It's like planes, trains, and automobiles to get here. Like, okay, Pittsburgh, you don't want to take that number one draft pick that we will offer you, and you don't even want to take the call? Send them somewhere else, Drew. And call us if it doesn't work out. He's way too happy getting cut.
Now, listening back to your own voice, do you follow all that?
Yeah. Well, I should have given more WBZ background because there have been trips where Brochi has got sent on, but they were booked so late. Instead of just paying the price and going direct, Dan, we're going to send you through two different cities to ultimately get to the destination you want to get to.
Okay. All right. I'm with you. I got you. I got you. All right.
Eventually, you'll get there. It might not look the right way.
They're going to have to do all kinds of stuff. They're going to have to pick up Demaryius Thomas. They're going to have to cut him. They're going to have to put him back on the roster, make it look like they really need that receiver. They're going to have to keep up appearances on their end. But we'll get you there. Yep. We'll get you there. I don't believe in the 6-month master plan. I believe in maybe a 36-hour master plan.
Yeah.
That's all I'll give you.
Here's a short Antonio Brown. But when you think Patriot way, it ain't him. He's the opposite of that.
Yeah. Totally.
He is unlike everything that they are and what they preach.
It's like going to bed at night and bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Make sure that snake don't bite you. It's just, let's all try to get along here. We're going to sleep tonight. I'm sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock. You sleep in your bed. Let's just not meet up. Stay away from each other.
See, because everybody understands.
John McClain tweet over the weekend. Is that what you're drawing that from?
No.
John McClain had a tweet that said, Antonio Brown is like a rattlesnake. You're inviting him into your house. It's not if he bites you. It's when and how often.
On my kid's life, swear to God, did not see that.
But I understand Zoe's metaphor because everyone understands the benefit of inviting the rattlesnake into your bedroom.
How well would you sleep?
That part is obvious.
Hot rock.
How well would you sleep?
How do you sleep?
Not at all. I would not invite him. I understand why Antonio Brown is here. The rattlesnake, I don't understand.
Put the snake in a pillowcase.
I play for keeps.
Felger and Maz are next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tony, he has immense talents. You understand why New England takes the risk, quote unquote, to bring him in. But what's the bigger message that you see in all of this?
Yeah, Mike, I coached 13 years as a head coach. Every year, my first message to the team was, we want to win Super Bowls. Yes, we want to be talented, but we've got to be role models. These kids in our country look up to NFL players and coaches, and I really think this sent the wrong message. I know coaches want to win, Rodney, but I'm disappointed in Robert Kraft. I think it's some point you say, we're just as an organization, we are not going to do this.
So Tony Dungy had it wrong last night. I mean, he had it half right. The Antonio Brown move for the Patriots is a disgrace. It really is. It's a joke because the player's a joke. And it definitely sends the wrong message.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.